the following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
Nothing, dear. It's been so long since you were out of the house, I was thought perhaps you had gone for a drive or something, you know. I was thinking, it's even so long since we had a talk, you know, here on Cotolo Chronicles, a real talk about internet radio, about the Godfather. Is he here tonight, the Godfather? Could he have a real talk with us about the future, about everything? I didn't want you to be worried about the house. Even if I do have to sell it, we'll still be together. We'll still be together here on the radio. The radio here. The radio's never left us. It's always been here, dear. You know? You've just forgotten. Some of you have just forgotten. You know, I bought this house for the two of us. Just you and I. When I signed my first contract, back there in 95, at the top of that hotel, with you and the Baron. Oh, it was such a wonderful, marvelous time, darling. Ah, yes. And we'll listen. We'll listen forever on the radio. Every Thursday night. Every night that we can. And we'll go to that juiced place. The juice bar. Yes, darling, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be lovely? You know, you don't know what I'm saying, do you? You know, you're never going to sell the house. You're just never going to leave it. You're just never going to leave it.
The Frank is on. The Frank is on. The Frank is on.
And if you missed that.
The Frank is on.
Okay, here we go.
Listening to Frank Cotolo.
March 5th, 1980, we lost a wonderful man, Jay Silverheels. This special award is for Jay Silverheels. Jay was a full-blooded Mohawk Indian. He was born on the Six Nations Reservation in Brantford, Canada. When he was a young man, he came to the United States of America and made this country his home. Jay was very proud of the Indian people, and the Indian race was extremely proud of their son, Tano. Tano, of course, was my sidekick. He said to me one time, "Ah, that's right, you Kimo Sabe," which means faithful friend. Jay was a fine athlete. He was a golden glove boxer, a lacrosse player, and an excellent hand on a horse. 1949, I shook hands with Jay for the very first time. There was a bond between the white man and an Indian. Jay was a wonderful man. He had a great sense of humor, played a lot of tricks. As a matter of fact, the very first time that we shook hands, he said to me, he says, "You know, Clay, you remind me of a poor man's Chester Morse." He truly is missed. I loved him very much as a sidekick and a very faithful friend and a man. And now, this special award that I'm going to present is to the Jay Silverheels family. Jay's wife was named Mary. He had three daughters, Marilyn, Pam, Karen, and a son, Jay Silverheels Jr. I would like to present that award to the Silverheels family.
The Frank is on. The Frank is on. The Frank is on.
And if you missed that,
the Frank is on.
But how? Of the interweb, the bard of broadcasting, the godfather of internet radio, the third man, tis I, tis he. It's time once again. To go the days of yesteryear. Forget about that. Forget about that. My name is Frank Catolo. Man's name adjoins the title of the show. You're going to love this because it's a little bit of now and a little bit of then. And now and then, you get all of it. This is a chronicling time. There's more, yes. Dedicated. Yeah, well, listen. Stay with us. Ice cap to ice cap, from Hamlet to City, from Othello and into every bordello. Yes, yes, yes. Three S's. You know, I know people are sitting there going, what? If you didn't read the blog and you don't know what the hell's going on, you go, what the heck was that all stuffed in? That's all, you must know it all. You think you know it all. The Lone Ranger was not what that was all about. The Lone Ranger, and that was, by the way, a rendition of the William Tell Overture, which became on television the Lone Ranger theme for the Lone Ranger television show. Character of the Lone Ranger, who started, we're not going to go through the whole history of the Lone Ranger, because this is not about that. This is about his trusty sidekick, Tonto. Many years ago, not many, it seems like, I can't believe it. It's going to be 18, so it'll be like 5 years, it's going to be 18, it's going to be 5 years ago when my good friend and the man who always follows this show when it's on live at SRN, Thomas Savino, otherwise known as Tom, Tom Savino, who by the way, has an H in his name because I said, put the H in your name. It was always Tom, it was T-O-M. I said, no, the H. That was way back then. We were looking at the, you know, styles and of people. Long story. We're not going to go there. What we're going to do is tell you what happened. Tom and I forever have had lots of fun with the thing called the Tonto joke. And in 2013, we did a show here on Cotolo Chronicles. He appeared and he will appear again from that show because I'm going to play certain parts of that show from July. Well, let's see. July 10th of 2013. Y2K plus 13. Now, what you heard in the beginning are the rendition of the William Tell Overture by the Hans Zimmer, I believe Hans Zimmer, in the orchestra, from the movie, from the reboot of The Lone Ranger in movie form from Disney. There was nothing before that. There was never another Lone Ranger. There was a Lone Ranger movie, came from the Lone Ranger TV show. But Tonto was and still is the sidekick and the Native American who was lost from his tribe and became the lone Indian, you know, the lone sidekick. And what we played after and in between the wonderful rendition of the William Tell Overture. Hey, you know, if you ever get a chance to see and hear, obviously not see, not enough to see, but you got to go live to any local auditorium or theater that you have within your area, a complete orchestra doing the William Tell Overture, which doesn't start like that. It starts with that famous na 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 na, which is what everyone plays for Dawn because it's called Dawn, and then it goes into the Lone Ranger bit, which is that. Okay. If you ever get a chance to hear that, my total orchestra. Total orchestra? You're not half an orchestra. You don't want half an orchestra. You don't want a couple of guys on guitars. You don't want little straitjackets playing it. Oh, that might be interesting also. Go listen to it. Go listen. And again, I mean, in fact, let me just take this one step farther and say that you want to get closer to any, go listen to a full orchestra live. And believe me, even with all the wonderful devices and technology we have, there is just nothing like it. Now, what you also heard was the man who played the Lone Ranger on television and this was from the year 2009. No, wait. I got that mixed up with someone else. 2000, I don't know, two or three or whatever. Anyway, when the man who played Tonto, Jay Silverheels, an actual Indian, as you heard, Native American, at that time, they just said Indian tribes and stuff. They didn't use the term Native American. This is why I'm going through all this, because I don't want anybody to think that we are making fun of either Jay or of the great Native Americans who, if you listen to this show, you know that I've talked about any number of times as the true Americans. So, you know, I don't want anybody to think that, because this Tonto character is a character. And granted, he's a template and stereotype from the days of old in the 50s. This is what I grew up thinking. All Native Americans were alike. So from that came this thing called the Tonto joke. Because Tonto, the character, who was the dynamic character in the Lone Ranger show. You know, I don't know, maybe he was the main character. Let's not get involved in the technical aspects of the drama. Let's just say that Jay Silverheels, who later on I had a contact with, because Jay Silverheels turned out to be a horse owner. Of course, he's going to like horses. He was a Native American, right? So he knew horses. And he was, as I got into the harness racing business as a journalist, he was there. He lived in California. He had a horse. Now, this is true. So if you think that anyone's mocking anyone or what have you, because it's not happening, okay? Jay Silverheels had a horse that became a very good stud, which is stallion, a horse that raced, and then had babies. Well, the mares had babies, but, you know, he was the sire. And he called the horse Hi-Ho Silverheels. That's true. And you can look it up. Not now, though. I know you weren't running for your book. It wasn't you running for a book anyway. You were going to go to Google or Yelp or something. Yelp? Why would he go to Yelp? I don't know. Jay Silverheels had a horse called Hi-Ho Silverheels, and there are other Silverheels horses that were okay out in California. So he was, so there was this connection with him, but, he knew about Tonto jokes. What you heard, the guy talking who gave him the Golden Boot Award was the guy who played on television the Lone Ranger, Clayton Moore. I think he died in 2009. I'm confused. I don't know any. They're both dead, but he wasn't dead then. He gave the award to the Silverheels family and talked about him. So I wanted to give him as much, recognition and respect as possible before I reran this story. This is hilarious. I think it's hilarious. I hope it continues to be hilarious for you. From 2013, Mr. Tom Savino and I, Frank Atolo, two of us from the various times in our life, now that we work together on this station and on other stations. Remember, you radio stations out there can get Savino Veritas, the show that follows this show live Thursday nights. You can get it at juicedtalk.com, and you can play it. Tom Savino is live, and he'll be here after this show with another Savino Veritas. But right now, we're going to go to, I'll do a little business and tell you that the Jay Silverheels, we're going to do the Tonto joke. We'll explain the Tonto jokes. But let me just say this too. Tonto, remember, the character is this template, stereotype, Native American that was created by Hollywood. Now, remember that this was rare, in one respect, very rare, in the 1950s, to use an actual Native American. Jay Silverheels was an actual Native American. And I say that way because there were people like Michael Ansara, for one, who's an actor who played Cochise on on another television show, and played on some other. You know, there were actors who were not Native Americans playing Native Americans, or in that case, they say Indians, right? And so there were, and at that time, it was still cowboys and Indians, and they were villains and heroes and villains in a certain respect. And that's what made this special, this Lone Ranger television show special, because there was a radio show too, the Lone Ranger. I don't know if Jay was, it was probably a regular actor too, a regular actor. I mean, someone who wasn't a Native American. But anyway, Clayton Moore, I think he was the radio Lone Ranger also. But this was the first time that a Native American was playing a Native American. And things were starting to change, just like in the early 60s, when suddenly there were, if you think about other stereotypes, Charlie Chan, let's say Charlie Chan. I just did twice. Charlie Chan in the Charlie Chan movie is not played by a Chinese person. His son was the son. Okay, but the main characters, you know, Fu Manchu, played by Boris Karloff in the 30s. Yeah. And then Peter Sellers. And then Christopher Lee. Okay. So, in this, to get an actual Native American actor to play it, that was the Tonto. Now that, he set the image of Tonto and, of course, talked like Native Americans talked in the movies, using that very, I don't want to say, well, you know, they were speaking English. But, you know, if you think about this, too, which people don't think about, is that in those movies, you know, no one spoke the Indian languages, and they had their own languages, the Native American languages, but they knew some English. So this was, Tonto was actually smarter than the Lone Ranger, okay? So Jay Silverheels played that and was, what's that other movie? I went, you know, what's the very famous movie? Oh, A Bridge Called Eagle. No, it's, what is it? A Man Called Horse? No, that's another thing altogether. Now I'm getting so crazy about it. I don't remember when I'm, that, you know, the Kevin Costner movie. How could I forget the name of that? Very good movie. I finally saw it based on a very good book. Okay, fine. The point is, Jay Silverheels will be known as Tonto forever. Because I don't, aside from, even though Johnny Depp played him in the remake, it was, he made him into kind of, anyway, look, here's the point. Because we're not going to do anything more about Jay Silverheels. We're going to do Tonto jokes as we did. We're going to explain them to you. And these crazy jokes, which are like nothing else ever, are very funny. They are not racial, or that would be racial? Racial? I don't know, really, but it's not a, they're not insults, they're hilarious, and they use the stereotypical Native American at that Tonto, okay, even though he was really, and remember, this is how Tonto talked, and that's how, there, that's how we got the thing. But in any event, in all events, and certainly in this event, we're going to do that from 2013, I'm going to play that. We're gonna play that. Tom Savino will be here on tape and then later live on Savino Veritas. What else? I wanna say this because it's not too late. If you're stuck for a gift and you're giving gifts in a couple of days, what is it, 4 days? If you're giving gifts, remember, even though cyber, ordering on cyber gifts, remember that you can get Francatolo books and give them to your friends, lovers, enemies, relatives, whatever. And you go to Amazon.com because it's easy to get these books. Not only are they inexpensive, but you get them right away because you get the link. And what you do is you send the link. The link goes with a little cyber card to whoever you're giving it to. And then they download the book and they get it. You buy it, they get it. Go buy a bunch of them and give them away. Give them the gift of literature. If you want to call what I do literature, and I do. So there you go. You can go to these places and do they like humor? Get them licensed to skill at Amazon. Get them poetry. Wordsworth Shelley, the poet, poetry book. Get them Sweet Shepherd, which is by and large the most popular of my books there. And also get them Man of La Mancha. You can get each one of these books. I mean, what are we talking about? Let's say what, $2.90, I'll say $3.69. You know, you pay $11 getting four books, right? It's great. And they on their phones where they read books, if they got a Kindle or a Windle or a Spindle or a whatever it is anyone else reads, you can read it on their screen. They got a tab, they got a tablet, they got a tube, whatever they can do, read those. And also, if you want to go a couple of dollars more, go over to, wow, blurb.com. What's wrong? I don't know. It's just that, you know, there's so many thoughts circling and spiraling in my head, bouncing off my skull, and each portion of my brain. Go get Molotov Memoirs. These are $5.99. Molotov Memoirs, the digital ones, and more Molotov Memoirs. Okay, there's even more if you go to lulu.com. Funny stuff, essays. Jokes and humorous things. Just go to Frank Catolo. There's three books there. For about $20-$22, you can get them everything I ever wrote, and they'll go, wow. Because they're not all the same. It's not like the same thing over time, so they'll have fun. Give the gift of reading this Christmas by going to Amazon.com, Blurb.com, Lulu.com, and giving them one, two, three, or all of the Frank Catolo books. And but, you know, they'll enjoy them. I write them for readers. right? Why do I write them? I write them for readers, and readers are plenty. So there's Good Christmas. And you know what's good about this, too, is the fact that you're not having to go out and do anything. And it's late. Where are you going to go? There's still crowds out there. The other day, I needed one stamp. And I go to a post office and there's a 9-hour wait. And then I go to one of these UPS centers and they're out the door and down the block. So all I wanted was one stamp. You think if I asked one person, can I just get one stamp and then you can go on? They're all in their Christmas spirit. They're ready to murder me for taking their place online, which would be like 10 seconds. But you know, that's the Christmas spirit some people have. In any event, in all events, my name is Frank Atoll. And by the way, I'm wishing all of you, I hope you all had a great Hanukkah if you were Hanukkah-ing, and have a great Christmas if you're Christmas-ing. And we'll be here next week. This is the next thing I want to tell you, because next week is the annual roll call from the Bone Garden. The Artist D has confirmed will be here with me, and we will be reading off and talking about the names and talking about the people who owned those names who have passed in the world of celebrity in Y2K plus 17. Not just people of entertainment value or in the entertainment industry, but people who did what? Scientists and chemists and acrobats and clowns, whoever died in the world of some science, math, entertainment, stage, screen, authorship, readers, writers, and arithmeticers. How about that? Readers, writers, and arithmeticers. Roll call from the Bone Garden. That's a special show that we do on the last Thursday of every year. Now, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to find the around the time. Oh, there it is. That Tom Savino is introduced into the show. And we're going to do this. I'm going to play this show. Have fun. I'll be in and out of it here and there live. Here's the Tonto, very famous Tonto joke show from Cotolo Chronicles to July 2013. Enjoy and stay with us. I'm here. I'm listening. We're all around.
That's you right there.
There it is.
How do you know? You can see yourself? Is that it? Is that why?
I can see myself.
Okay, so then you know.
But I know. I don't have to.
No, but it's good for me to see you, though. It's good to see you there.
It's good to see your icon.
An icon, believe me. It was easier this way, but did you happen to hear you didn't hear any of the beginning of the show, though, right? You didn't hear the collage because you waited?
No.
Right, because
you couldn't
get on there. I'm going to play a little bit of this part because this, of course, has everything to do with it. And I don't know the last time you actually heard, the voice of Jay Silverheels doing Tonto. But this
was a long time ago.
Okay,
I did see the current movie, and of course that was Johnny Depp. But Jay Silverheels, no, I haven't heard in a long time.
Well, I saw only bits of the movie, and you can tell us more about the new movie.
Okay.
But I want you to hear this because I just could not stop laughing. It's way beyond. It's way beyond as bad as you remember it. You know what I mean? Listen,
yeah, okay.
This is from, and I played it during the collage. I'm going to play it again here for you people. And we'll talk over it. This is from the initial Lone Ranger TV show episode. This is when he became the Lone Ranger, okay? Here it comes.
There, face wounds all healed now. Let me have the mask.
Can you hear it?
Yes.
There, fits perfectly.
Yeah.
Good job, Tonto. Here hat, me washing stream, dry and sun, make fighter. Thanks, Tonto. Here gun to kill bad men.
I'm not going to do any killing.
You will not defend yourself?
Oh, I'll shoot if I have to. But I'll shoot the wound, not to kill. A man must die. It's up to the law to decide that.
Oh, sure.
Not the person behind a six-shooter.
That's right, Kimosabe.
Well, there's just one more thing to be done.
What that?
Dig another grave.
What that? He can't even put a contraction. What's that?
Who that for?
That'll be my grave.
Now, Tonto gives him his name. I don't remember this. But here comes the original TV thing.
There. Just like others. That's good. Only you, Tonto, know I'm alive. To the world, I'll be buried here. Beside my brother and my friends. Forever.
You all alone now. Last man. You are a Lone Ranger.
Yes, Tonto. I am a Lone Ranger.
Kimosabe.
He ate a duck.
Me help you fight outlaw.
But Tonto, don't you have a family? Anyone?
No. Me lone like you. Me want law here too. For all.
All right, Tonto. You'll be a lot of help. We'll ride together.
Me glad, Kimosabe. Me fight good for you.
Okay. me lone.
Well, that was great. Yeah.
Me lone. Like you, not alone.
Alone, like you.
And he didn't say, he said, you're Lone Ranger. And then the Lone Ranger says, yeah, I'm the Lone Ranger. He added the. I'm the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger.
Tonto didn't realize that he could put a the.
That's great. Yeah.
So you see, I just want to say to everyone, because everyone knows, they've listened too long to know that this is, that there is nothing,
sacred.
True.
There's nothing sacred.
We're not, there's nothing derogatory about our laughing at the character doing the template Indian thing, because, in a Native American thing, whatever. It's just darn funny. And, So we're gonna have a lot of fun with this. A lot of people have been asking me, I don't get it, Tonto jokes and everything. Before we go into it, why don't you tell us, and anybody who hasn't seen the movie now, Tonto as portrayed by Johnny Depp, because I heard he paid homage to Jay Silverheels and talking like that and everything. What did he do that was any different than the template Tonto?
He pretty much was the same character in the sense of the speaking, the way he spoke. He did speak the same way with the broken English. It was pretty true to the first episode. I'd never heard the first episode until you just played it. But the movie, Johnny Depp as Tonto does give the Lone Ranger his name. There's a, you know, they add some humor in it, like Kimosabe in the current movie, mm-hmm. Kimosabe means wrong brother.
Oh, so they made that up though, because no one ever really, I don't know where the writers got it, but no one ever really said, matter of fact, there were jokes based on that. You know, what does Kimosabe mean? Or Tonto, or, you know, Lone Ranger shot Tonto because he found out what Kimosabe meant.
Now, you know, Johnny Depp is part Native American, although I keep reading conflicting things. Cherokee and some other tribe, nobody's sure, but he is part Native American.
That would be a good thing for a public relations guy might have brought that up. Said, hey, let's say he's part Native American. That'll be good.
That'll clear things up.
Because, you know, nothing works. You know, when the truth isn't exciting, then print the legend. And he gave some kind of profits or something to some Native American.
Oh, he did? I didn't know that.
Something went on with it also. Because he felt a little bad about doing it, but, now, I found it interesting also in the original character that he just, Tonto, don't you have a family? There's no family. He doesn't even explain it. He's a member of an Indian tribe. How can he have no family?
Well, you know, he was, in the movie, the current movie, he is, he goes back to his tribe, but he had been ostracized. He had been banished from the tribe. So, in that sense, you know, it does fit with the story as well.
And they wouldn't have done that in the 50s, though. They would have never said, you know, they would have been as derogatory as possible using the template Native American, you know, Indian, Jay Silverheels, who was, by the way, you know, Native American. Although at the time he
well,
said...
Well, actually, you know, he was Canadian. Canadian Mohawk.
Well, that's, you know, I mean, the French and Indian Wars there, so they had Pony Indians.
Yes.
In Canada, they had Pony. He was Mohawk.
Yes, he was Mohawk.
So
you met him, didn't you?
Well, no, I knew of him back in the old days because he was a horse. Turned out to be he was a horse trainer. He's into racehorses.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And harness racing, and had many horses. And there is a horse named after him, a horse that is a sire now. It was a racehorse called Hi-Ho Silverheels. And he raced until he was very, very old. And then he went. Now, Clayton Moore, who played the Tarzan in... The Tarzan. Listen to me. Well, you know, I said that because not just because of the T, but Tarzan also suffers from the same language barrier.
Same, ESL problems here.
Why? I can't figure out why in Africa, where there was Tarzan, and why in, America and wherever else there was Native Americans. What was the deal with verbs? Oh, no, wait. It's pronouns. I mean, what happened? What do you think happened? How could that?
They lost the lesson on conjunctions and transitional words.
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't understand how that became a thing with people who could. Because I know, and you know, we've met people who come from other countries and have, you called it broken English before, but it's not broken. It's just stupid English. I mean, they don't speak like that. Yeah. They have is and are. They don't, I mean, like an Italian, grandfather came over as a kid and, he didn't go, he didn't say, this country great so far. What, you know, I don't get it. I don't know. But anyway, it's all part of the charm. And,
there would be no Tonto jokes. If you didn't have this grammar problem,
they wouldn't be near as funny. Now I don't know where they originated. I looked up, and I couldn't find out anything about them, the Tonto joke, and a lot of people out there. We're really bringing this. You know, we're digging up a lot of bones with this thing because the Tonto jokes were pretty much dead. But now that there is a Tonto, and remember there are people out there seeing the Lone Ranger who never saw. The TV series, don't know anything about, that's their Tonto. Johnny Depp is their Tonto.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what we're bringing up, some stuff that, and you may wonder if Johnny Depp even knows a Tonto jokes. I think he'd love them. He'd love them, I think.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, well, why don't you, Tom?
We'll try to work that out. Maybe we could be on the next show.
Yeah, maybe we can get a hold of Johnny. Stranger things have happened. Now, let's tell everyone before we start going into constructing these things and teaching you how to do them, because it's hilarious. And this is a party game, I'm telling you, if you get into this. And it also is very good because your mind has to work as you're telling them, but we're gonna, because Tonto speaks like this, the Tonto and Tonto jokes has only one difference. And that difference is that the Tonto and the Tonto jokes. I'm sorry. The Tonto and the Tonto jokes only responds to anybody using proper names.
You're right. That's the whole premise of this. Yeah. Proper names and you know, famous names.
Celebrity names. Are you just not, you can't.
Celebrity names.
Yeah. Yeah. And our Tonto and the Tonto jokes. Always starts with the famous Indian sound. Any way you want to do that. Because that's
in the cave now.
Oh wow, he went in the cave there.
Well, he's out of the cave now.
And then he answers in proper names. So Tonto can't say, Tonto, go to bathroom. He's not like the Tonto.
Right.
So the Tonto joke consists of asking a question so that Tonto can answer it, so that he can answer it using a proper name. Tom has written something. We're going to construct them. We're going to do them as we go along here. Right here.
Yeah.
And we're going to come up with them, and then we hope you'll work at them at your own end. You work backwards on this. It's like sometimes you write a poem backwards so that you can, you know, get get where you're going, where you've gone. And that's the thing with Tonto jokes. You really have to think of a name that's going to work. So you have to have the answer first. Otherwise, you can't have the question.
Right.
Now, that's what really, you know, it was striking me last night because I was just cracking up thinking about this. Not only does this character only speak in proper names, okay? But everything everyone asks him has to, in other words, no one can say, look out, Tonto, and, you know, a horse is running toward you. I mean, how does he answer? You've got to ask Tonto only these questions. It's in the question that this becomes an amalgamation of madness.
And the questions start to become very elaborate, complex questions. Sometimes it's funnier just to hear the question.
Well, I think that to me is the joke. I mean, the punchline is the punchline, but it's never as funny as coming up with. You know what it's like? It's like the Aristocrats, the famous Aristocrats joke. Did you ever see the Aristocrats?
Me no see. No.
Anyway, it's not the punchline. It's how you get there. I'll talk to you about that off mic or what have you. We'll get you. Right. You've got to see the Aristocrats if you haven't seen the Aristocrats. And here's so Tom is going to give us a simple one. Tom's going to introduce you now to Tonto jokes, and we're going to engage in doing that here on this Y2K Plus 13. July 11th, Cotolo Chronicles, a Savino Cotolo Chronicles. So, Tom, start everyone off with a very simple one.
Okay, this is a simple one. All right, okay. Tonto, what do they call that famous entrance? What do they call that famous entranceway covered with the front of baseball caps?
And don't answer. I was like, let's go over the question here again. Now, also, you're doing it, and we can do it a couple of ways. You're doing it as if you're asking Tonto that.
Right, there's some like that or some that's, and the other ones what did Tonto say?
Yes, that's the one.
That's actually the classic one,
yes.
I think.
What did Tonto say when someone asked him? So give the question again, and remember, you know that the answer, whatever Tonto's going to say, is the name of a celebrity. Go ahead, give the question again, Tom.
Okay. What do they call that famous entranceway covered with the front of baseball caps? Bill Gates.
Okay. I should have got... Ray is funny. That's very funny.
Hey, Ray. How you doing?
Bill Gates. You get it? Okay, you got it. The very simple one. Now I think... give me another really simple one. You have another really simple one?
This is a simple one. All right. Tonto.
You want to do it that way? Go ahead, Adam. Hold on. Go ahead.
I like that Tonto's here with us, you know. Tonto, which one of the transsexual... Let me get serious here.
This is a simple one, remember.
It is.
To show you how they can get more complicated. Go ahead. All right.
Tonto, which one of the transsexuals, Mary or Kate, will sing like Mr. Como?
Which one of the transsexuals, Mary or Kate, will sing like Mr. Como? Wait a second. Which one of the transsexuals? All the clues are there. All the clues are there.
Right.
So there are transsexuals.
Mary and Kate transsexuals?
Mary and Kate. Are transsexuals. Which of the... Mary... Perry? Perry... Kate...
You got it,
Kate Perry?
Kate Perry.
Kate Perry. Oh, wait, he didn't get that one. Why didn't he get that one? We got it. Kate? Which one will speak, Kate or Mary? Now, you did...
Mary or Kate.
You did something there that I don't usually do. You gave... The actual
On a scale of 1 to 5, that's like maybe 1.5.
Yeah, that's Tonto 0.1 there. Tonto joke 6.1. You didn't get that one? Kate would sing like Perry. Katy Perry would sing like Perry.
I thought it
says
sing like Mr.
Sing Como. Like Mr. Como, because his name
like
is
Mr.
Perry.
Como.
Yeah, his name is Perry Como, the singer. Oh, you see, now here's the deal. This brings up something interesting, and I was doing this yesterday when I was trying to think of names. It dawned on me. I said, oh my goodness, I'm going to have to come up with some names of celebrities that people know, younger people know.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you know, they don't know it. Not that makes it any funnier, because I think the very concept of going up to the Native American named Tonto and asking him, which of these two transsexuals, why would you... You can see the absurdity in this joke and why it's so funny. Of all the people to ask which two...
That, you know, that's, to me, that was the funny part.
Somebody asking,
hey, which one of those... what bizarre scenario was this where you have a Mohawk Indian and a couple of transsexuals?
Well, not just that. There's like a couple of people hanging around, and they're looking at the transsexuals they know are going to sing this Perry Como song, and they're going, I don't know which one is going to... Let's ask Tonto. You know?
Yeah.
He'll
Tonto
know.
Knows.
K.T. Perry. My God, where's that coming from? It's like an old smoker's cough, and I haven't smoked in 8 years. Okay. Now, what I did was I just wrote names down and had some things in my head, because what I wanted to do and what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to create the joke. I think this is what's really funny. You remember we used to do this between classes in college, sitting, having coffee.
Or even during classes.
And even during
classes. Yes.
And even during classes, yes. Sitting around thinking... Boy, okay. Only Tom would understand that. But anyway, let's not get esoteric here.
Philosophy teacher.
Let's figure out. I want to figure out this one. Now I'm going to do one here that I think everyone would know. I didn't write these down. I didn't in my head. So I'm gonna fumble a bit as I get the clues out, and then I'll say the whole thing. So follow me up with this here, Tom.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What did Tonto say had to be done with the man who owned the tool that pounded nails? What did Tonto say had to be done for the man who had the tool that pounds nails so that he would make it into a weapon of mass destruction? Okay, here we go. Here's the question. And it has to be.
Okay.
It has to be. Well, you're going to get it. It has to be the name. You have to figure out the name of the celebrity Tonto would answer for. Again, what? Now, all the clues are here. What did Tonto say, which was a name? What did Tonto say needed to be done to the tool that the man that pounded in the nails, owned by a man, so that it also was, became a weapons of mass destruction. Close! He almost had it. Arm me hammer.
Arm me hammer. Very good. Arm me hammer. That's good.
Listen, it's laughing. He's laughing. Arm me hammer.
It is. So it's, hey, you know, that's like a combination Tonto Popeye joke.
Oh, no, let's not get into Popeye. See, you have to ask it after.
Arm me hammer.
Arm. I'd like to really overemphasize. Arm me hammer. And of course, Arm me hammer is the guy who plays the Lone Ranger. That's when I heard his name. And I kept saying, who is the guy? Who plays him? Who plays him? Because Johnny Depp got all the press, you know. And when I saw his name, when I saw his name.
It was the Tonto joke.
It hit me. The man was named that. Maybe his parents knew. Tonto jokes.
Let's get it. We need an actor who can do a good Tonto joke out of it.
So there, I made
that. I wrote one for him, too.
Oh, okay. Oh, but now we know the answer, but here's...
We already know the answer.
Okay, well, then we can all go, at the end. But you go. Give us the question that you asked Tonto.
Tonto, if the Air Force were a nail, then what would the infantry be? Army Hammer.
Army Hammer. You didn't know him. Army Hammer.
Army Hammer.
Arm. Now, it was what's funny about that, too, is that suddenly he doesn't use I. He's saying that the guy will say Arm Me Hammer, not Arm My Hammer.
Right.
Because he's got to get the name in there. Arm, yeah. Arm Me Hammer. So you see, you can make a couple of words out of the name. It doesn't have to be exactly the name.
Yes. Yeah.
As in, the very famous one, of course, that we mentioned 100 times. I think I mentioned, but nobody understood what I was talking about. Now you're getting the gist of these Tonto jokes. What did the pallbearers do to the president of the United States after... we had his number. I don't know. Anyway, you know, what did the pallbearers do to the president whose first name was Ulysses when he died and they brought him to his grave?
Cary Grant.
That's it. That was that. Probably. Now. They can't see that they're carrying the body. Hey, Tonto, what are they doing to that body? The absurdity of this has many levels, and that's what makes it truly funny. And also,
yeah.
I am not putting it on when I start laughing, trying to put together these jokes. The fun of this.
Yeah. It's actually, you know, I got into this. I wrote like 85 of these things.
Really? You wrote a bunch of them now.
And it's like, I really got into it. It's kind of addicting.
Okay, well, give a couple, since you are so well prepared, and I'll be thinking of some more. Why don't you,
okay.
And the more complicated, I think, the funnier. Even though you've written them down, they'll still be complicated.
Oh, here's one.
Here's another Tonto joke, written and performed by Tom Savino here at the Dollar
Thank you very much. Tonto. When choosing girls named Jen. Now, this is also one where I sort of already give the name.
Okay.
When choosing girls named Jen, which one would you avoid if you love candy coming out of a dispenser?
Which one? Wait a second.
When choosing girls named Jen, Tonto, which one would you avoid if you love candy coming out of a dispenser?
If you love candy coming out of a... Jen? Wow. If you love candy... Jen, now you gotta think of someone... that's not Jennifer Lopez. Jennifer... Which one would you avoid? Jen...
You said it. Yeah, that's it.
It's Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer
Lopez. Oh, God. Pez. Of course, Pez. Yes, we can turn Tom up here. Let me turn you up here. Ray wants to hear him. Let's see. Give me a little Tom there now. Let me hear him.
Oh, but you need a voice level or something? Or
yeah, just want to put you up a little louder here. Ding. There he is. There's Tom.
Oh, yeah, here I am.
I got you.
All right. Why, did I go or something?
No.
Okay.
They want to hear you here in the studio. They.
Oh, in the studio. Okay.
It's just, we got the monitor up there. Okay. Now,
Jennifer Lopez.
I want to mention to anybody who right now has, I don't know if anybody's going to do this because I don't know, you know, you can't just use your phone like you use a... like you use or Skype. That's why calling in here is so tough. But some people who do know my email, either way, if you got one or if you want us to try to come up with a Tonto joke by giving us a celebrity, and boy, that could be hard. That could take the whole show. then write it in or email me, and we'll see if you have a Tonto joke that you know. Or if you have any questions about how to do this, Now's the time to do it. Because, yeah, this is a topic. You realize we've only been on 36 minutes. This is the entire deal here. Okay. Tonto jokes. And Ray says he has one.
Okay.
Let's see if he has absorbed the form and that if you've okay. learned the form. Okay, Ray, go.
Tonto?
Yes.
Wait.
Wait a second. Yes? Is that what Tonto? He doesn't even say that.
Me, Tonto.
What? I don't know. Does he say what? Good.
Tonto, which Jennifer would you want to defend you in a court trial case for her notorious rants?
Which Jennifer would you like
to defend you?
Defend you in...
With her notorious rants.
With her notorious rants. Now, we're trusting that you've done this correctly. So he's given away the first name, so it's not that complicated.
Yeah.
Jennifer, okay. Now, you know how to go, you know what you got to do, right? Okay, well, let's have him answer. Here's the answer.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence. Okay, now why is that?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Why is that weird? Low Rance? Rance? Oh, you tried, you gave away both of them? I'm afraid we're going to have to give you a D on that one. Except Tom's the teacher. Except your was good. I like that.
That was good. I have a lawyer one too.
You got a lawyer? Okay, give us a, you'll get it better, Tom. Remember, Ray, you have to think, and everyone out there, you have to think of the name first and be able, make sure you're able to pull it off with all the clues. And the better, the clues that you give without using any of the words in the name are the best. Go ahead, Tom. Here's a lawyer one from Tom.
Tonto, what defense did the man's divorce lawyer use to sway guilt away from his client and onto his client's wife?
Wow, there's no clue at all. They have a name. What? Give it to us again. Now, I'd never get this once. You never do it once.
What defense did the man's divorce lawyer use to sway guilt away from his client and onto his client's wife?
To sway guilt from him? I can't even hear a name in there. Wow. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga.
Which lady? Wait a second. I'm confused at this one, Tom.
Okay.
I don't get this. Wait, I'm confused. Now, why don't you take it apart? That way anybody else who is confused will understand it. Go ahead. No, well, you got to learn how to do it. Defense, right.
What defense did the man's lawyer give to sway guilt away from his client? See, Tonto is saying, you know, my client's all right. It's the lady is the woman, the wife is crazy.
See? Oh, Lady Gaga. Now I would have used okay. Gaga. Does Gaga mean crazy?
Yeah, I've heard it. Yes.
What are you, Gaga? Really? Because okay, that's what threw me because Gaga.
Yeah.
Like, I would have done that. I would have done that one. And of course, from person to person, if you give them the name, nobody's going to come up with the same question as Tonto.
Right. No. You could come up with, infinite variety.
I would have done that. Now, here's, I'm going to construct one here now. Like,
all right.
What did Tonto say when they asked him what he would do to the woman, the legally aged woman, the woman of the, what would you do to the legally aged woman if she was dressed up and only spoke like a baby?
Okay, go ahead.
Well, it's Lady Gaga.
Okay.
That's how I would have done that one.
All right.
So he's saying that's what he would do, Lady Gaga.
Lady.
But of course, why would they ask him that question if they know? Because, I mean, what does Tonto do for a living? Does anybody know? I mean, if he's this guy who just...
he is very informative personal. He gives a lot of information.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What? Get another one or what?
Should I just give one? Should I just do one? Or?
Well, I think we've shown a couple of things here now. For you people taking notes, quick, write this down. Use your Curtolo Chronicles notebook. To do a Tonto joke, the elements, because we are the Tonto joke companion here. To do a Tonto joke, you must give all the clues. It's best to give clues that do not include any of the words or parts of words of the names.
Yeah, that's...
The answer has to be a name, and you could do it either one. You could say, what did Tonto say, as if you're talking to someone else, or you could do it as if you're talking to Tonto and actually do it like it's live.
I was just reading one of the questions. I wrote it something. I mean, the question alone is just...
Well, the questions are the best, and the more complicated they get, the better. So the longer the name, the more you got to try to. And sometime after a while, I got one. Go ahead. You do. I'm gonna work this one out while you do another one. Go ahead.
Okay. Here's one. Tonto, what title did the Queen bestow upon the greatly charitable lesbian actress?
Is that it? Wow. Yes. You've really. He's got this down to his science. You know what he has done? He's compressed them. He's like taking this analog. It's like if a Tonto joke were analog, Tom has digitalized it. He has streamlined it. He's put
oh,
it.
Yes.
Wait, no. Let me hear it again. Give me a shot on that because I was just thinking. Go ahead again. The Tonto question.
What title did the Queen bestow upon the greatly charitable lesbian actress?
Tonto.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Did you know that one, Ray? No. Ellen
DeGeneres.
That was the title. And that, right? Here's Ellen DeGeneres. Very good. Ellen DeGeneres. Okay. Now, here's one here. What did Tonto say? Okay, now I'm trying to get this one little piece of this. I'm trying to get this part. Okay, I'll tell you what I'll do. Okay, and I'll do it. What did Thomas say? Bill.
Does that mean
Tonto? Oh, what did I say? Thomas?
Thomas.
I said Thomas. Dun, 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 dun. Thomas the Tank Engine. Tonto the Tank Engine. How about... Wait. Here. What did Tonto say Bill was doing with the long-sticked weapon he had in his hand to get the attention of somebody when he could not speak? What did Tonto say Bill was doing with the long stick weapon he had in his hands when Bill himself could not speak to get the attention of other people?
I got it.
You got it? Go.
William Shakespeare.
Shakespeare? Okay. You like that one? William?
That's
Bill.
Good.
See, I said Bill. William Shakespeare. Yeah, it is. I think it's good. You know, the you got to do. You got to do the But as much as you can, or as closely as you can imitate Tonto himself, I think that's good too. Like you just did. William Shakespeare. You could actually say the name as if it is, as if Shakes is the verb and Spears is the noun. this has got to beat the jumble in the newspaper, doesn't it? I mean, isn't this more fun than doing the jumble?
It's the very similar mind games going on here with that,
And we can, and you can, and we're giving you this for free. We're not doing this to get you so excited that you buy our new book called Write a Tonto Joke. We're giving you this. This is our gift to you so that you could bring it to parties, you could bring it to bars, and all these places you go and try to come up with these Tonto jokes and see how much fun you can have. And by the way, the drunker you get, and we can tell you that from experience, the more ridiculous, because you'll be trying to follow your own train of thought right here on Cotola Chronicles with Tom Savino. We could easily do another 50 minutes on this, and we will.
Oh, my goodness.
And we will.
We could go on.
We're going to do one. We'll just have one short break at the top of the hour. And what did I, there's a couple of, let me see if there's anything, I don't think there's anything else I wanted to say other than we're going to have an announcement about a Tuesday night program coming up shortly that is going to be happening. And we're going to have that. You all know about Juice Talk. Affiliates and everybody who wants to hear these shows, download them for free. Have them, juicedtalk.com, J-U-I-C-E-D, talk.com. We'll have a run that little ad there at the top of the hour. Plus, what else? Mm-hmm. Tom, you don't have a Facebook page, do you?
No, I don't. However, I do have a Twitter, mm-hmm. and actually, I would like people, if you could follow me on Twitter, because I am petitioning the government here in this. Is this an undisclosed location, or can I say where
you
I am?
You can say where you're located.
In Burbank, California. And against fracking. So if you are of the mind to be against fracking, if you were to follow me on Twitter, and I'll give you the link to sign my petition, and it's my Twitter name is T J Savino at Twitter. That's it, T J Savino at Twitter. I'd appreciate it if you followed me, and I'll give you the link for the petition, and or if you just want to follow me, hey, follow me, whatever.
Stalk.
I appreciate that.
Stalk them. I know I retweet a lot of your stuff here and there because Tom does come up with some funny things. I think I've gotten you some followers.
Yes.
So you can follow Tom. It doesn't cost anything to follow. You can do as many as you want. You can can't you? There's no quota on following. Is there a quota?
No. I don't think so. No.
It's just that it's a little weird when you're following what people will follow you though. Is that weird?
I understand the, you know, it's like, oh, he's following me, maybe I guess I better follow him. Yeah, that is, right. You know, that kind of thing, yeah. I don't know, I have a bunch of followers, I don't know who they are, but I appreciate their following.
I've told this story before because we're actually the first show to actually talk about Twitter. I've mentioned that before.
I always like to give
us credit for that stuff, but what was I going to say about this Twitter? We had the first. But I had a little problem with early on with Alec Baldwin, who I was following, and he blocked me. Did I tell you this?
No, you never told me that. Alec Baldwin
Alec
blocked you.
Baldwin blocked me, and I think it had to do with the following tweet, which will tell you something weird. I wanted him to follow me. You know, I asked them to follow me, and you know, the celebrities don't do that. They wanted a billion followers, and if you don't have some kind of a name or anything, they won't follow you, right? But I said, Alec, follow me. He didn't follow me, so I tweeted this to him. And which Baldwin are you?
And then he blocked
me. Yeah, he kicked me off the subscribers list. That's that's a little revealing, isn't it? Isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah.
I mean, it's his brothers, for God's sakes. Oh, yes, I got General Electric. General Electric. Listen to this. Because
they blocked you?
General Electric didn't block me. But I think they started following me based on this. I saw something by General Electric, and I tweeted and, you know, put the at so that it went to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, at General Electric, I said, is there a specific electric? Now, I got, it's almost a doctor joke, right?
Yeah.
Listen to this. They tweeted me, and they went, this was the tweet they sent to me. We see what you did there. I've made tons of fun over the fact that Wheat Thins has a Twitter account. I don't know why that strikes me as very funny, But there was a time when you know there were no, there were only just people, and they were and it was developed for people of similar interests. It was not developed so that people could just go on there and you know, do wisecracks and things and advertisements and stuff. So anyway, so you can follow Tom. It's worth it because what's good.
TJ Savino at Twitter.
Tom is as you know, you won't always see jokes and stuff as you like. He said so. You know, he's a man of causes, and so you'll want to be if you want to be involved in. You could follow and help him out there. Down with everything, as I say. We'll have to show that video someday. Okay, let's get back to the Tonto jokes, is what we're doing here, Cthulhu Chronicles. Tom has written so many of them. We sure want to get a whole bunch of them in there.
Yeah.
So, learning how to write the Tonto jokes. Here is another Tonto joke. Tom, take it away.
Okay, here it is. Okay, Tonto, what new religion that we... What new religion that required people to worship his image on the front interior of automobiles?
Oh, go ahead, go ahead.
Did the leader of the communist career start? What new religion that required people to worship his image on the front interior of automobiles did the leader of communist Korea start? Tonto?
Tonto, what did Tonto answer
to that? Kim Kardashian.
Kardashian! Thank goodness. Now, you know what I mean? Thank goodness somebody was going to start that religion, otherwise Tonto would never have talked, you know? It's like, it's like this. It's
That's right, Kim Wasabi.
That's right. Tonto, you think that's correct?
That's right, Kim Wasabi.
Okay. I love the little loop there. Okay, Kim Kardashian, very, very good, very good. I'm still trying to figure out one. Okay, here. Okay. Can I try one here now? I'm going to try to develop this one here. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What dirty substance did Tonto tell someone? What action of cleaning? What cleaning action did Tonto tell the maid to perform? What cleaning action did Tonto tell the maid to perform? What cleaning action did Tonto tell the male maid? What cleaning action did Tonto tell the male maid to do inside of the hoth?
It was so weird. I was thinking.
Were you thinking? Hold on.
Inside the what?
Hoth.
My goodness.
Inside the hoth, the male maid must perform this cleaning action. You know this one?
Yep. I was thinking the exact same person.
You were? Okay. We're going to see if Ray knows it.
Ray, go ahead.
Whoa. You know? You got? Hold on. You think you have it?
Does Ray have it?
Yeah. I think Ray has it. Hold on. Here it goes.
Dustin Hoffman.
Dust in Hoffman. Now, you see, okay, you did it, but you didn't do it. Tonto would say it like this. Dust in Hoffman.
Dust in Hoffman.
He's got to say it like a sentence, and don't just say the name. He's got to say it like his. So that's the pro. See, now there's a little, take it apart. It's a clean, what cleaning action? Dusting, of course.
And I thought, when I was thinking of that person, I had no intention of it turning out exactly like that.
I couldn't think of where, I had to use Hoff. Because I don't know, I was trying, you know, I didn't have enough time to think that one through, but it could have been something.
Talking about a cleaning action, I was instantly surprised that you were thinking the exact same person.
Dust in Hoff, man. See, that's...
Tonto, should we inject,
before you leave. Go ahead.
Tonto, should we inject everyone with anti-too-cute serum?
Which, by the way, Tonto, if you haven't read, was in the paper this morning that they invented this. Okay, in case you didn't read it, Tonto. So should we inject
anti-too-cute serum into everyone?
To which Tonto says?
Justin Bieber.
Now, that was cute because it showed that you could use a name... As a name, Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber.
Right. Justin.
What did Tonto say? What did Tonto say when they asked him if they should spray the trees that were just cut down near the water bed? Near the water bed. Or should they spray elsewhere in the forest? What did Tonto say?
Did you just do this one?
Yeah, just right on the top of my head now.
Now,
let's make it clearer. What did Tonto, where did Tonto say they should do the spraying? Did he say they should do it? Did he say they should do it where the people were setting up camp or where the lumberjacks were chopping down the trees and screaming? They were chopping down the trees and screaming near the body of water. Which one did Tonto say?
Is the first part Justin?
Yes.
Justin Timberlake.
Timberlake.
Very good. Justin Timberlake.
Apparently, when the first name is Justin. Right. You know, I was batting my brains out, and I still couldn't find a, wait a second, I just found it. Okay, I'm gonna think of this one while you do the next one. Okay.
You want me to do one?
Yeah.
Okay. Tonto, what factor? I'm not talking to Tonto now, so just to be separate. What factor did Tonto say contributed most to heavyweight champ Joe's success?
It's going to be.
Joe, got to think of a boxer, Joe Frazier? He said baseball player? You say boxer?
Heavyweight champ.
Heavyweight
champ. So it is a boxer, yeah.
So it has to be either Joe Louis or Joe Frazier. Joe Frazier? There's a whole nother one. I just thought of another one. Joe, what other Joes are there? Joe... okay, Tonto, what did he say to the... Give me a question again. What did Tonto...
What factor did Tonto say contributed most to heavyweight champ Joe's success?
Tonto.
Louis Armstrong.
Louis Armstrong. Very good. Very good. Listen, I have an ultimate one...
okay.
Right after the 10 o'clock. Anybody wants to go here? No, don't think of one here right now.
I'm taking. I'll go after you.
You'll go after me. Okay. I have this ultimate one. Last night, it was driving me nuts trying to think of how to make this one a Tonto joke, but it's so convoluted, it's beautiful, and it just came to me as we're doing this in the energy of Tonto jokes. So I'm going to take a brief, if you want to fill up your soda or whatever you got there, Tom, or what have you, mm-hmm. We're going to take a short break here. You're listening to Savino Cotolo Chronicles right here on SRN Live, and it will be available on Juice Talk and everywhere else, and on the other stations. Go to CotoloChronicles.blogspot.com to find out where you can hear it, download it, get it, enjoy it, listen to it again. But I'm going to do these two brief pieces. If you got to go run to the bathroom, go there now. And we'll do the second hour of the show. So we're just going to be quiet while we run these things and then be right back, okay? Here we go.
Juiced Talk Radio. It's juicy. JuiceTalk.com. Hear Frank Cotolo's Cotolo Chronicles.
Imagine if there were companies that made cookies and they only got together to make a certain amount of cookies for a certain amount of time, okay?
Transistor by Velvet Steel.
You know, you've got short nipples, you've got long nipples that stick up from the body, you've got big areolas, you've got small areolas, you've got different colors, you've got hair growing off them, you've got everything going on, you've got veiny nipples, you've got all kinds of different things. But for some people, they have really small nipples.
And the Fabulous D Show by me, the artist D.
You bring this out in me.
I know.
And that's why this is so unique, because you could do a million of your own shows. And I would never do this there, no. Exactly. You'd never start saying, who did they suck off to get that?
All at Juiced Talk, archived for your listening pleasure. JuicedTalk.com.
Hi, this is the Jigman Freud, yes.
How are you?
Better known as Jiggy Jaguar.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
And I'm a good clodder.
Reminding everyone within earshot.
Lots of disposable income.
That Frank Cotolo's new book, Molotov Memoirs, is now available at blurb.com.
I'm going to write that down.
I know there is not one of you out there that ever trusts a word I say.
I'm George W. Bush.
But this time I mean it when I tell you.
This is probably good.
That you will not be sorry.
Everybody loves you and so do I.
I love you.
You're not going to be sorry when you buy and read Molotov Memoirs by Frank Cotolo.
It's not about me.
A copy or two or more. You may regret knowing me, so go to blurb.com and buy...
I'm Frank Cotolo. This is probably good.
But you will never regret buying Molotov Memoirs. So go to blurb.com and buy...
Well, I talked to Condi and asked her to call Andy.
Amcast Radio, ate my balls. I love it.
Everybody loves you and so do I.
You're right.
In a world where reading is dying out, a new champion emerges. Wacky Escapades. Parallel Universes.
Hello, everyone. This is me, Frank Cotolo.
There's never a dull moment as Frank weaves the tale of a writer making you laugh, chuckle, and learn a bit about life. Pick up License to Scale by Frank Cotolo, now on Amazon for your Kindle.
Just trying to sell some books there, that's all. And don't forget about Juice Talk. I keep saying Juice Talk Radio. It's not Juice Talk Radio. I want to say one more thing, because we don't have a spot, recorded spot for this. Fourculture.com. Fourculture, F-O-U-R, culture.com. The new issue is out. I think I must have sent you, Tom, a couple of links to Four Culture magazine.
Oh, was that the – you did the one article that was really good on the Dada thing.
Yeah, there's a bunch. I've written in every issue. The seventh issue is out right now, and this is a great – you can read it on your It's a digital magazine. There's no paper at all. I mean, you can't get it in print or hard copy anywhere. But it's beautifully designed. It's there, and I'm fortunate enough to be in every issue. And this issue, you can read about the somnambulist mathematicians, and then you can go back and read all the other issues, I guarantee. If you enjoyed Molotov Memoirs, if you enjoy my Tumblr, which is 3 years old today, thank you very much. Happy birthday to you. If you enjoy any of that junk that I pass off as literature, then you will certainly enjoy For Culture. It's edge, cutting-edge stuff. ForCulture.com. And now we're back here, Cotolo Chronicles, with Tom Savino, Savino Cotolo, and Tom in this great year of 2013 is back with us at least once a month here now after our great reunion.
And yes. We're really enjoying it.
We've had so many accolades. I won't tell you about the people who told us to go screw ourselves. I'll just tell you about the accolades. But a couple of weeks ago at a memorial dinner for Rick Busby, who passed away. He's the guy who does that commercial of mine for License to Skill and was the head of Ronette and one of the heads of Ronette and Final Frontier Radio, also carrying our show. We were at a memorial dinner, and some of the people there were who listened to all these things and are fans of mine and this show said they really, really enjoy the Savino Cotolo Chronicles. So
it's great to hear.
They really get fun, and it's fun because it sounds like you're sitting here with us, like Ray is doing right now, because it's summertime, and he doesn't have to be asleep by now. He's going into high school, and that's when you pretty much start staying up super late. Well, I'm a bad influence on this kid in terms of staying up late, you know.
Yeah,
I'm a night guy. But anyway, Tom Savino, for the season. Nathan Hale. I just said that. I have one, but why don't you start off again? For those of you just tuning in, and I have no idea why you would tune in the second hour and not go, but it makes no sense whatsoever. Here we are doing Tonto jokes, and Tonto's the character, you know, if you have any other, after the show, if you have any questions or anything like that, fcotolo@yahoo.com, or get me over at my Facebook page, I'll make you a friend or whatever. We discuss stuff, and we'll tell you how to get this going. If you have any questions, I can't imagine. Could you imagine having any more questions about this?
I suppose if you were really into word games and things like that, you might have.
Okay. You find a name, and this is incredibly clever. You can all be joke writers. And we did a whole show about writing jokes. But we didn't even touch the Tonto joke because it deserved its own platform. And here we are, 2 hours of Tonto joke.
All right.
Tom, I'm going to tell you another Tonto joke. See if you can figure it out and then work on your own. Go ahead.
Tonto.
Tonto, answer the phone.
Whose phone is that?
Tonto call. Okay. Tonto.
Tonto. At the mafia party at Roy Rogers' house.
We all read about that, of course.
This is only half the question.
Okay, go ahead.
Tonto, at the mafia party at Roy Rogers' house, what did you witness the Godfather doing to Roy's wife when they got out of the hot tub?
Okay, we know Roy's wife, so we have the first word. See, you don't know. Believe it or not, Ray does not know. I mean, he barely could identify Roy Rogers, so he doesn't know.
The only way.
But it's not her, though. It's just her first name?
Yes, yes. So, Tonto, at the mafia party.
The mafia party?
At Roy Rogers' house.
Okay.
What did you witness the Godfather doing to Roy's wife when they got out of the hot tub?
It's not Chip and Dale, something Dale. Dale is the end, then. Dale is at the end.
Yes, yes.
Dale is at the end. Wink. Mm-hmm. Martin Dale. No, it's not Wink Martindale, is it?
It could have been another one. That could have been another one. I didn't think of Wink Martindale.
Wait. No, I don't think anybody knows. Does anybody know? You know Wink Martindale? No, even though nobody knows.
I know Roy Rogers because he has a drink named after him.
Wow. He also had a fast food place, but those are all gone. Okay. Something Dale. Something Dale. Chip and Dale. Now I'm trying to think. The Mafia, the Godfather says. What did the Godfather say?
Godfather, Mafia party at Roy Rogers' house. What does the Godfather do with Roy? What is he doing to Roy's wife when they get out of the hot tub?
What is he doing to Roy's wife out of the hot tub? You're Wettendale, wing. I'm close, but we're going to let you go.
Close,
go.
Don Drysdale.
I want to tell you something, Tom. Somebody on Skype knew that.
Yes?
Yes, and just Skyped me. And I went, what is this? And there,
Don
Drysdale. Don being the, very good. And that's, you know what?
So it's an interactive show, so audiences.
We do. Yes. Wow, that was excellent. Now, that, well, of course.
You'd have to know.
No, that it was Dr. Waldar. It was Dr. Waldar. I mean, he's like one of the smartest men in the world anyway. And so he figured that out. Wow. Okay. That's pretty good. That's good, isn't it?
Wasn't that right, Kimo-sabi?
Tommy. He knew it. He knew it.
Well, there's just one more thing to be done.
Okay, and that's to tell another Tonto joke. Now, I want to construct this one. I think this is the ultimate, one of the ultimates, or how I feel. Oh, no, why don't you do yours first, Ray, because constructing my own one here. Ray has one, and he has written his first, because your other one I don't think counted. That was just what happened? Hold on, I just want to see, I got another message here, perhaps. Where are the messages on this thing? I don't even know, I don't even know how to find it. It doesn't pop out. okay, Tom. Great. Right.
All right. What does Tonto say when he talks about stealing money from his girlfriend?
When he talks about stealing money from his girlfriend. What is it, Tonto?
Robert De Niro.
Okay, now here's a good point. I'm glad you brought that up. Rob her, because you're trying to get Robert, that's okay. Okay, all right? And funny you should say that, because of the name I had, and the problem I had with the one I had. But wait a second, here's what you should have said. This makes it even more better clues. Mm-hmm. I know Tom is going to agree with you, but except maybe you don't know this. What did Tonto say should be done to steal his Spanish girlfriend's money? Spanish, because dinero is money in Spanish, so you would have gotten Denny. Rob her dinero. So he's telling you so that
Rob
he knows.
Rob her dinero.
Yeah.
Hey, Ray, I had the same problem I was trying to do with De Niro one, and I couldn't think of Robert. You know, what am I going to do for Robert? That's good. So you got that one.
And I got one.
Rob her De Niro. That's good.
He got Rob her. But here, this was the one last night. I had a name.
All right.
I went, how do you do this? And it just came to me. But I'm going to have to construct it now. Okay, so you ready for this one? Okay, let's construct it together now. Here's a Tonto joke with a name. Okay?
Uh-huh.
How, in what direction did Tonto say, in what direction that is not up did Tonto say that the son of Mr. E should steal a particular item? In what direction that is not up did Tonto say the son of Mr. E should Steel. You know it?
Clint Eastwood.
No, Clint Eastwood. Where do you get Clint, though? There's no Clint.
Well, I thought of East because you were talking about directions.
And I said not up.
Is there Sunny something? Isn't up?
No, East isn't up. But where would you get Clint? There's no Clint hint. Clint hint. There's no Clint. There's no hint about Clint. Now think it again. All right. What did Tonto say? In what direction that is not up? I'm going to make it easier. In what direction that is the opposite of up? Did Tonto say command? This is did Tonto command the stealing of an object by the son of Mr. E?
Is that like the start of the E network?
Downey. Robert Downey. Junior?
Yes, but it's like this.
Robert.
No, it's this.
Downey.
Robert Downey Junior.
Okay.
That is that's pretty perfect. Down. Because he's like, yes, he's got a whole sentence.
Okay,
Robert Downey Junior. Because he'd be Downey.
Okay, listen, I got a Robert one. But I couldn't do a Robert one because, okay, well, here.
We know it's Robert now, but go ahead.
Tonto, kids are too materialistic today.
Oh, it comes with
this joke is really
joking. Yeah, I love this.
He's addressing Tonto.
Wait a second.
Tonto, kids are too materialistic today. They no longer enjoy dunking for apples. How can we get them interested in that party game today?
Okay, the game is dunking for apples? Is that...
But you know what? You gave me a clue that I should have put in this one, and it had to do with Spanish kids. It should be Spanish kids.
It should be Spanish kids.
Yeah. How can we get these Spanish kids in this party game today?
Who else?
Not interested in dunking for apples anymore,
It's not dunking for apples. It's not dunking.
Mm-hmm. I think.
Well, wait a
second.
Bobbing.
Bob De Niro.
Oh, that's how you got Bob De Niro. Bobbing for apples.
I couldn't think of a Robert. You guys thought of Robert. Robert.
Last night I'm walking up and down. I'm going. People are talking to me, and I'm like not even paying attention. I'm Robert. How do you get Robert? Robert. And I got Rob It. And I had Robert Downey Jr. on my mind. So, Robert. Mm-hmm. So you can see how abstract. You don't have to be, but you can't, you can, you, what does robbing it down mean, It does, but you could be, as long as you construct the question so that there's a, Tonto will say exactly what is and will come out to be a name, so that.
Can I do one?
Yeah, go.
And here's this is an elaborate one, so. Tonto, few people know that Hemingway auditioned as an alien antagonist. he auditioned as an alien antagonist in the original screenplay, in the original episode of Star Trek. There were many who auditioned. What number screen test was Hemingway?
Is he on a quiz show now, Tarzan? Tarzan, I keep saying Tarzan. He's another jerk. Tarzan jokes for another one. He's asking Tonto.
Few people know that Hemingway auditioned as an alien antagonist in the original episode of Star Trek, pilot episode. There were many who auditioned. What number screen test was Hemingway?
What number? So there's a number involved. Screenplay? So
there
must have been screen test. Okay, there's a number of screen tests. The guy's name has a number. Star Trek must be there's something about.
Yes, there's got to be something about
Star Trek. There's got to be something about Star Trek. So it's
and I
guess
the alien antagonist. So if you know Star Trek.
Alien and wait a second. Who were the alien antagonists? They were the Klingons. Uh-oh, I just heard of. I just heard a thing. Let's see. Maybe Dr. Waldo had this. Where does that show up? Five. Oops. Where does it show up, these things that people are sending in?
People are sending in things?
Hold on. Here. Wait. really?
Somebody got it?
Kudos to Tom. He puts Tonto right there in the room with him. That's good. Oh. Is this... Wait. This doesn't happen to be... Ernest Borgnine?
Yes.
He got it. Ernest Hemingway, of course. Ernest Borgnine. Very good, Dr. Woldar is a whiz at Tonto jokes. I wonder.
Okay.
I wonder, Doc, if. I don't know. I don't think we can do. We can. I wonder if. I don't remember him saying he knew Tonto jokes before. Perhaps he did. He's one of the rare people. He's in our generation. One of the rare listeners of this show. That's in our generation. Let's go back. Very good, Dr. Woldar. But, you know, this is also a guy who can tell you the velocity of a ping pong ball if you're playing on a table in the back of a moving train. I swear to God, that's exactly
what happened. It took me forever to understand that. I completely forgot it all.
Yeah, that's an amazing piece of stuff. He teaches all sorts of physics and stuff. You should, when a matter of fact, you should come on with Dr. Woldar someday. We'll talk about, you probably know, like a lot of that stuff. I love, I love space. I love talking about.
What is he a doctor
infinity.
Of?
Infinity. He's a professor of something. He's a mathematician. He's a physiologist. He's a psycho. I don't mean that. I'm the psycho. He'll tell us if I. You know, I don't even know. He's a professor of mathematics.
Psychology.
Super calculus, fragilistic, expialidocious, something. He'll tell us. Dr. Woldar will be on again. We have a bunch of doctors who are on here and there. And it's amazing how they tolerate me. But, okay, another Tonto joke since Tom, you are so prepared. Go ahead.
Tonto, what did Barney Fife do in anger with his ant collection?
Okay, that's the question. I don't know how many people know the fictional character Barney Fife. Do you, Ray?
Yeah, see, we're showing the range here, for sure.
Barney Fife was the character on the Andy Griffith Show.
I should say to the, the actor, you know, who played Barney Fife.
What should he do with his ant collection?
Who played Barney Fife do in anger with his ant collection?
So if you're not saying his name, then his name is part of it? Because why don't you just say his name?
No, I said the actor.
Well, why, you can't say the actor's name? Because it's
part of the answer.
Hold on, let's see if, I'm telling you, if this was a $64,000 question.
We'll see if Dr.
Yeah, let's see if Dr. Woldar got it. Where is it now? Where?
What did the actor who plays Barney Fife do in anger with his ant collection?
Knott's Berry Farm.
Very good. Oh,
man, this guy, you see?
Oh, my God.
Dr. Woldar, if this were...
This guy could be a...
He's got an email.
He's a genuine Tonto writer.
You are... that is...
Genuine Tonto joke, yeah.
Well, I don't know. We should ask him... We don't know if Dr. Woldar can... I mean, I'm sure he can. I mean, stupid. Can he write one?
If he knows can figure them out like this, I'm sure he can write them, yeah.
Because he... You know,
probably has better things to do.
Well, he's listening. He's learning more now. He's getting them. I mean, you know, that is a fascinating thing. I've never, you know, usually, and you know this as well as I do, Tom, that in the do it like, Robert. Yeah. Yeah. Down, E. Junior. You wanted to do it.
Why did you like a question?
No, it wasn't a question. Robert Down, E. Junior.
No, the first thing she said, Robert Down, E. Junior.
I want to get into. I want to get the pieces of the elements in there.
It down. That's
Robert
cool, yeah.
Down, E. Junior. Because I should have said that Mr. E, whose son had the same name. You could get so detailed. And that's what's great about it, no?
Yeah.
Oh, Dr. Woldar has another. Let's see if Dr. Woldar said. He just went, listen to this. Listen to what he did. He just wrote to me, U-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M. He's doing his So, you know, so if you're doing your, you know, L-M-A-O and stuff, you got, you also got, now we got, we've made a new chat.
Yeah.
Chat.
Oh, listen. I have one here where the person talking to Tonto, which would be me, is actually is answering a question from Tonto or asking for clarification. So this is a little different structure.
Okay, go ahead.
Tonto, you asked me to commit a crime against an adult male, but I can't remember. Was it murder? Kidnapping?
Wait, what?
Tonto, asked me to commit a crime against an adult male, but I can't remember. Or kidnapping? Tonto. Oh, I'm sorry, was it murder or kidnapping?
Was it murder or kidnapping?
You asked me to commit a crime.
You asked me to commit a crime against an adult male. And there's a name. Wow, this. Yeah,
but I can't remember. Was it murder or kidnapping?
And he's supposed to say what? Well, I mean, his answer is not murder or kidnapping. Oh, I think. Oh, dope. If he's got this one too, I'm gonna go. Double Waldo got this one? No. Who has this one? Who's online here now?
Anybody?
Well, I can't. I can't do a con.
You want me to?
No, I can't. I'm just asking. I can't do a conch call? God, I'm thinking. You know what's funny is I'm thinking in names because he's got a video thing going, so I can't do. Okay, wait. Go ahead, Tom, because no one has said anything about this one.
You, Jackman.
Very good. You, Jackman. Wow. You. That are actually words that can mean something else. Okay. That makes me want to do this one. Do another one while I'm thinking through this one. Go ahead.
Okay. It's a crazy one, right?
No, like the other serious ones, Tom, right?
You want a serious one?
No, it's not. This is a crazy one. It's not like the serious ones.
Okay. What was it that, Tonto, what was it that the famous pitcher Nolan saw when he went surfing? What was it that the famous pitcher Nolan saw when he went surfing?
Okay, well, we know it's Nolan Ryan. Ray doesn't know that one.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan. Oh, Neil. No, he wouldn't know Neil. Ryan. Is it Ryan? Is the first one?
It is Ryan.
Ryan. What did he see? But there's no clue to what he saw. Is there surfing is the key? Ryan Wave?
Yes, surfing is the
Ryan,
key.
Ryan Wave? I mean, Ryan. Ryan. What? Ryan? Wow, I'm are you sure now there's not, that couldn't be a little bit more specific so that it?
No. But I was trying to do one with, all the people I'm doing are so old, but this is a real contemporary celebrity.
Oh, Ryan, so maybe I don't know his name. Who are the Ryan Reynolds? No, it's not Reynolds. Why would you see a Reynolds surfing? Who are Ryan Gosling? No, I didn't even know who is Ryan Gosling.
I could have done one for him. I didn't think of him.
Ryan, who are the Ryans? Are they Ryans? Oh, wait a second. Somebody may have an answer here.
Coming in?
Yes. Oh, no, it's Ryan Seacrest.
Yes, exactly. Is that Dr. Ryan Seacrest?
That was Dr. Waldorf, and he's batting a thousand here.
Batting a thousand here,
Now here's the difference between you and I, Tom, in terms of in our presentation. I try to get so incredibly detailed.
Mm-hmm.
You have, like I said, look what you've done. You've made an analog joke into a digital, smooth, digital, beautiful, and it's
It's all my tweeting experience.
A lot in tweet. That 140 character thing, huh?
Yeah.
I remember when the answer of one that was, it went on forever. I think you'll remember the answer to this one. And not only people don't even know who Lucille Ball.
Oh, yeah.
Who is Lucille Ball? Do you know who Lucille Ball? Oh, Ray knows. Okay, so there are a lot of old TV people know.
Yeah.
But to be able to construct the question.
Yeah.
That that allowed Tonto to talk about a promiscuous seal and how she copulated to me. Loose seal ball. That was so convoluted. Do you remember? That's what.
Yes.
It really, yeah. Those are the ones I really love. They're so, you could take an entire different. Ryan Seacrest is okay, but it also brings in the character Ryan.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah. But using go ahead. Give us another one.
Another.
Yeah.
Tonto, what unsightly abnormality did the mortician order his helpers to cover with a funeral shroud at the viewing?
He cracked up. This is good. It's getting more complicated. Start it again.
What unsightly abnormality did the mortician order his helpers to cover with a funeral shroud at the viewing of the dead foot?
The dead what?
The dead foot.
Okay, so here we have a wake. A wake for a foot. Just a foot.
Imagine this image. We're getting it surreal. Yes. It's getting to be Dada, actually. Yeah.
There's a wake for a foot. Not anyone connected to it. Just one foot. Friends of the foot. Right. Friends of the foot can witness the viewing from 2 to 4 in the afternoon. The what? A dead foot. Which in itself is Indian. Maybe Tonto, lived in Deadfoot one. They live in Deadfoot. Maybe that was the name of his son because they named it after people. If Tonto went in there, he might have seen a dead foot and named it because it's the first thing they see. They name their kids. Okay, forget it.
All right.
There's a wake for a dead foot, and there's an unsightly abnormality on the foot. But
right.
You want to know what covered it?
He asked his helpers to cover it with a funeral shroud.
A funeral shroud, yes. Which you got at the funeral shroud store. A funeral shroud, the foot.
Now, one would have to know that one of the meanings of this word is funeral shroud, because a lot of people don't know that.
You're really getting into a level of this is a high level. This is like college Tonto joke. It's a college Tonto joke.
Upper level.
It's higher education Tonto joke. I'm gonna pass. I don't know Tonto what.
Paul Bunyan.
I knew it. Yeah. I was thinking Paul Bunyan, but then Paul he's talking about a funeral
Bunyan,
shroud. So
Paul
I got confused.
Bunyan. The Bunyan is the abnormality.
Yeah.
Paul
but
is.
But you see, you'd have to know that Paul is one of the meanings of Paul is a
cover. You having an earthquake?
A funeral shroud.
Are you having an earthquake?
We're here?
Yeah. Oh, I just heard a rumbling there.
Oh, yeah? It was. Maybe my air conditioning.
Oh, okay.
Paul Bunyan.
It's a very sensitive microphone.
Isn't that horrible when you know something? You know it.
Yeah, it's hard because you don't know funeral shroud means Paul. Because if you forgot that and you were talking about Paul McCartney went to the viewing, then it's easy from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paul Bunyan.
I think I got one.
Using Paul as a verb. Because you said, what would you tell him to do? Paul the Bunyan? I don't know. Go ahead. Wait, forget it. Anyway, here's Tom.
Well,
that's
to cover with a, actually, to cover with a funeral shroud is to Paul.
To Paul. Okay, so it is. Okay, it is to Paul.
Here's the point. That's a good point.
He's going to show us now that he's learned more.
I think I've got one. All right. Tonto, what do you tell the astronaut to do when he has a mallet and he's passing a star?
What do you tell the astronaut to do when he has a mallet and he's passing a star?
How about we make it a little easier?
I'll make it more complicated. But you want to give it complicated so that it has more detail.
All right. Tonto, what do you tell the astronaut to do when he has a mallet passing a star in the shape of a bell?
Now, the star is in the shape of a bell?
Yes, the star is in the shape of a bell.
And the name is what he tells him to do with a mallet. It's got to be a mallet.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? He didn't say...
Ringo Starr.
Yes.
Okay. Now, you used mallet. That threw me off because I was thinking, like, mallet.
That's what a mallet is. Yeah. Mallet is that thing you bang for whom the bell tolls.
He's a mallet for that?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't think that as a mallet.
Yeah.
We got a couple of Beatle things going here, so.
Go ahead.
I got one. Tonto, what feature of the Beatles did Yoko Ono wish the group would reduce?
Reduce?
What feature of the Beatles did Yoko Ono wish the group would reduce?
It's not a Beatle name. You're saying the answer is not a Beatle. He didn't answer in a Beatle name. It's a Beatle subject.
I don't know.
Wow, Harry, George,
you know, maybe not have structured this the right. Where's the doctor? Can you get this one? What feature of the Beatles did Yoko Ono wish the group would reduce? It should be more like, Tonto, what advice did Yoko Ono, something like that, you know, what feature of the Beatles did Yoko Ono wish the group would reduce?
And yet you're using Yoko Ono. For some reason, too, is a...
Yes, I am.
Yoko, there's a feature of the Beatles. Yoko is...
Yeah, you know, it's probably not structured the best.
I'm not getting enough clues.
I'm just going to give you the answer here, but okay. I'll have to rework this one.
Okay.
Les Paul.
Yes. Good name, good response, but yeah, that would be. You could have actually said Yoko. You could have said anyone.
Oh, here's Waldo.
You think Waldo have another one here? He has Les Paul. He got it.
Yes.
He
did.
There's no delay, but I'm sure. I trust him now because he had those other ones. We didn't have them.
Very good.
There used to be a delay on this, but there's no delay anymore because we're high tech. We're super high tech now. Okay.
Oh,
well, there you go. There's a couple more minutes of that, but I think you get the gist. And that was fun. It was fun. I forgot that Ray Cotolo was also in that show, even though he told me last night when I said we were doing this. I was there. Can't even remember. He was what? 15? 15, 16, 17? No, this is... it doesn't matter. The point is, my name is Frank Atoll, the man whose name adorns the title of this show, and I want to wish you all a happy of all happiness that you have in your season. Coming up, if you're listening live, if you're listening on the other stations, then I hope you had a great one. Okay, we'll be here with the roll call from the Bone Garden, the Artist D, next week. That's the 28th, the last Thursday of the... year. That's right. I was going to say, what? Of the month? It is. And also the month and also the year. So if you enjoyed Tom Savino, and I know you did, keep listening. If you're listening live, he's coming up with Savino Veritas any second. And now. There you go. Trying to move all these things around here, and it's going to be a decent 2018, we hope. That also, we hope, of course we hope. And we're going to have a lot of guests and everything like that, and I guess it starts next week. Be here, don't miss that show, and because the roll call from the Bone Garden is just something extra special. And the Artist D will be here. My name is Frank Atolo, man whose name adorns the title of the show. Go buy the books. It's the last minute Christmas shopping. Amazon, Lulu, or blurb.com. Good night, Mrs. Ernstweil, wherever you may be located. I'm going to get out of here right now. Because, what did Tonto say? I don't know what he said, but I have nothing more to say.